hope going. What do you think of business if he's showing? And people get their evil, hit the flow on what for growing. You knowin', we're blowing in the ghetto, they get nothing. No toys for little boys, no curls for girls, the turkey stuffing. They laugh, they know that half the presents ain't thick. You might just wanna ask her with my presents ain't thick. So think a little about the people minus money. And when you get your dough, why don't you show some kindness, honey? Go ahead, get fed, and spread a little love. Get what you can afford, it's like the Lord from up above. A quote, a note, and one you won't believe. It's better to give than to receive. Yo, it's Christmas, don't listen. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the business that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. Land it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry, so hurry, don't you miss it. Not dissing you, but wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Give up the dough, give up the dough. Give up the dough on Christmas, yo! Give up the dough!
Sabrina Carter,
Joshua Carter,
and Isaiah Hayden.
And you're listening to WMHC.
This is WGXC, boy.
From Catskill. And you're listening to our special Christmas show.
That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell.
What was your favorite present for Christmas?
Snowboard.
My favorite present was an Empire Strikes Back bathrobe.
My favorite present was when I was about 10, I think, and my family got our first computer. And we played computer games all day long, and it was really fun. And then we played computer games for the rest of our lives. Frogger, Centipede, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
My favorite Christmas present was when I was in elementary school and my family took me and my brother and my sister and our cousins to see the Rockettes in New York City.
The Radio City Rockettes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My favorite present was Band-Aids.
Tell us about these Band-Aids. What color were they?
They were pink.
My favorite present for Christmas was a snowboard.
I remember one Christmas I was very excited about getting the complete set of the whales of the world, where all these little rubber whales, there was like the great blue whale, and yeah, they sounded like that, except they didn't make noise. They were just small miniature replicas of whales. But I remember dreaming about it before I got them, and imagining that I had them and waking up and not having them. But then on Christmas I got them.
Okay, my favorite present was probably, I don't even remember what I've gotten. I think my favorite present was that, I have to think about this one. This is a really hard, I'm just gonna guess. Chopsticks! My favorite present was chopsticks. Chopsticks. My favorite present was chopsticks.
Chopsticks, all right.
I was wondering, were the Band-Aids and chopsticks stocking stuffers, or were they from your parents?
Santa.
They were from
Santa.
They were in the stockings. We also get gummy bears in the stockings.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite present for Christmas was toothpaste.
Speaking of toothpaste, I like getting toothbrushes in my stocking.
I once got a whole tank of laughing gas in my stocking.
In my stocking, found like a box filled with now and laters.
What?
What?
Now and laters?
What? A whole box?
I got this stocking cap that I'm wearing right now as a Christmas present. And I really like it. It's kept my head warm.
You look like an elf.
Was yeah. it in your stocking?
No. But it was given to me because it was Joanne's year of the olive. And it's an olive green hat.
Well, that's what elves wear. You're an elf.
I can't speak about my elf duties. It's confidential.
Has anybody ever snuck downstairs in the middle of the night, opened a cookie jar, and found a camera sitting there, and it took a picture of you?
Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Hi, I'm Tierney Aaron, and I'm 8 years old, and I wrote the song myself. I'm going to sing Living the Life of Christmas. And I'm going to sing it right about now. Sit by the fire, living your life. The stockings hang high, oh. Loving the way I live my life. Singing Christmas carols. You know how far I'm taking my life. And Christmas is soon. Santa Claus is coming to town. High, low, over, slow, big, small, really tall. Oh, yeah. Christmas is coming soon. Rudolph is coming. And so is Santa Claus with his fun presents that you see the Christmas tree. Getting cut down for the houses. You're gonna sing the song that you wrote. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever peek at your Christmas present?
Yes, because I saw Santa in Price Chopper buying a race car.
Yes. In fact, I did it not too many days ago. Thank you. And
what did you see? Tell us what you saw.
Okay. I saw a book, a whole bunch of tape measures. I like to rip things apart and build it back up again.
There was one Christmas when I peeked at Christmas presents, at least one that I remember. And I think it was probably the only one I did, because then it was really tricky on Christmas when I opened presents that I had to pretend to be surprised. That was not fun because I'm not good at lying. But the presents were awesome.
I have a similar story. I was like 9, and I knew that my parents hid the presents that they got us under their bed, and I knew they were there, and I didn't look, and then finally it was like 2 days before Christmas, and I finally looked, and what I wanted most in the world was a chemistry set, and there it was in this big red box. It was huge. It was like 3 feet by 2 feet. It was just filled with amazing stuff. But then on Christmas Day, I knew the shape of the box, and I waited till the very end to open that, and my parents were, why are you waiting till the end to open your, like, the thing that you wanted most? And then I opened it, and I tried to be surprised, but I wasn't very good at it. But I was really happy to have the chemistry set.
I wanted this skateboard by Gator, and I peeked, and it turned out to be a Veriflex, and the trucks were on backwards. So I grinded down the paint job because it was some Vector Graphics black, really terrible graphics, and I painted a picture of Sid Vicious playing, and he had bandages on it, and then I took it outside and just beat it up and thrashed it until they cut off my subscription to Thrasher magazine. And then I was really sad, and then just last year, my dad said he made it all from scratch. I was a bad kid.
I remember looking in lots of closets and under beds and anywhere else I could think of, garages and things. But I'm not sure that I remember finding it, and I'm pretty sure that if I did, it would have just been disappointing. Because eventually you get to see them. Anyways, that's the whole point about the present. Eventually, it's present with you there.
The next year, they hid them in my friend's attic, and I found them again.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
We're here in the Catskill WGXC Main Street Community Center studio, and what kind of show are we going to do today, Amari?
Christmas show.
Why are you going to do that?
Because it's close to Christmas, and I think there should be more Christmas songs on the radio.
Word out on the street says you're going to go caroling this year. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm going to go to some people's houses.
Some people's houses. Who? How are you going to select these people?
I have no idea.
All right, keep it open.
Coming up is Chris Brown This Christmas, and there is a movie for that, so I've watched that at my grandma's.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer. And you, this Christmas. And as I look around, your eyes are shining the town. They do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
right, so we have some guests in the studio, and what, Amari, you're gonna attempt a Lil Wayne song for us?
See, I had a lot of cooks trying to steal your heart. Never really had love. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. See, you were just so young and your looks were so precious. But now you're growing up, so fly is like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. See, you were just so young and your looks were so... Oh, snap.
So who do we have in the studio? Do you want to introduce yourself? You can talk in that mic if you want.
Jamie.
Jamie, what's the best part of Catskill? What do you like about Catskill? Or it can be the worst part.
The people...
Have you ever peeked at a Christmas present?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever met Santa Claus?
I've met a bunch of people dressed up like Santa Claus, but because they all look kind of similar, I don't know if I've ever met the real one.
No, I haven't, because he's not real.
I think I remember trying to find out if this dude at the mall was the real Santa Claus, and when I sat on his lap, I tugged on his beard and he didn't say ow, so he wasn't Santa Claus. So no, I have never met Santa Claus.
I once went out early on Easter morning and there were giant bunny rabbit tracks in my front yard.
That answers the question.
I haven't actually met Santa Claus, but when I left Christmas cookies out for him, some of them were eaten.
One time I left a note for Santa Claus in the fireplace at my house when I was a kid, and it said, no, it wasn't a fireplace that we used. And the note said, "Dear Santa Claus, if you're real, keep this note." And then it said mean stuff about my sister, and he kept the note.
I saw Santa Claus at Price Chopper just like 2 days ago. I think there were other people dressed in green standing next to him, and there was a sign that says, "Please wait here for Santa." I didn't talk to him.
I saw Santa at Walmart, and it said, Wait here for Santa so you could sit on his lap.
Okay, so what is your absolute favorite thing about Christmas?
Aside from the presents.
Being with my family.
Food.
What's your favorite Christmas food?
My fruit salad.
What's in your fruit salad?
Fruit. Presents.
I like getting to go visit with my family, and lately we usually give each other board games and then we play them all day, and so that's fun.
Go to my cousin's house and see what presents they got.
I have a really hard time picking favorites, but I won't get to eat them this year for Christmas, but most years when I'm at or near my mom's house, she bakes these handmade cinnamon rolls that my grandma also baked, and like everybody in the family like is waiting for them, and this is like the one time a year where she makes them. They're really good.
One of my favorite Christmas memories is laying underneath the Christmas tree and seeing and falling asleep to all the lights twinkling above me.
This sort of has to do with presents, but we have a pickle ornament on our tree that's green glass, and so it kind of blends in with the green tree and the sparkly lights on the tree, and so it's hard to find. And my dad hides the pickle ornament on the tree, and then my sister and her husband and I all have to search for it. And whoever finds it gets a present. And I almost always find it. So it's awesome. But it's really fun because we like push each other and my mom's like, don't break the ornaments. And it's fun. Get pretty deep in the tree. Wow. You have to like kind of carve your way into the tree and try not to break all the ornaments. It's like Narnia.
I guess similarly, I had sort of a sibling rivalry aspect to Christmas that I appreciated, which was that the rule was my bedroom and my brother's bedrooms were all downstairs, but the Christmas tree was upstairs.
My bedroom's upstairs.
And we weren't allowed to come upstairs until all three of us were awake and ready to go. And so over the last decade and a half or so, it became a competition about who could sleep the latest to make everyone else have to wait that much longer to see what was there. And it sort of became a sort of sibling rivalry competition.
Well, on Christmas, my dad and my mom like move the presents to like hiding places, and then we have to find them. And whatever presents we find, we get to have those presents.
What a little ding a ding a ding dong! What a little ding a ding a ding dong!
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock!
This is 90.7 signing off! And have a Merry Christmas!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do our arrangement of a beautiful Dave Rose composition, Holiday for Strings, featuring all the City Slickers and Reggie Rimmel. Holiday for Strings. Quack, 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 quack